Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent. Today's theme, how to experience greater unity with God. How unified are you to the Father's will? Since you've been following Jesus, he's been taking you deeper and deeper into the Father's heart, because the two of them are one, as Jesus points out in today's Gospel passage from John chapter 5, verses 17 through 30. Oftentimes, we have a hard time understanding the triune nature of God, because we tend to compartmentalize the three persons in terms that we understand. We need to remember that when describing God, the word persons does not mean individual people, but three characteristics, for lack of a better word, of the same God, each with its own persona. The persona of the Father can be described as the perfect parent, creator, and caregiver. The persona of Jesus can be described as God become flesh like us, our brother, the perfect example of how to relate to the Father. And the persona of the Holy Spirit can be described as the lover who flows from the perfect relationship that the Father and the Son have with each other, marrying us to their power and wisdom so that we can follow the Son's example and joyfully obey the Father. In loving Jesus, we also love the Father and His Holy Spirit. In obeying the Father, we hear the Holy Spirit and serve with Jesus. When we talk to one, we talk to all three. Notice the kind of relationship that Jesus had with the Father and see yourself in it. Read again how Jesus described it, but this time see yourself as the Father's child. How unified are you with God? Can you say with Jesus, I can do only what I see the Father doing, for whatever the Father does, I choose to do also. True unity is expressed in the final statement, I am not seeking my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. You too have been sent into the world by the Father. During your baptism, the Father commissioned you for ministry, just like he did with the baptism of Jesus. As a beloved child of Father God, you were co-commissioned, meaning placed into mission with Jesus, to continue the ministry that the Son began in the power of the Holy Spirit, who helps you know and do the Father's will. Jesus blessed you for this task just before he ascended to heaven. This commissioning rite is repeated at the end of every Mass when the priest, representing Jesus, sends us forth with words such as, Go and live the gospel.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.